What Does It Mean to Be a Visionary? Written and narrated by Mike Iamelli. Originally posted on mikeiamelli.com on July 1st, 2019. We visionaries are alchemists. We're modern sorcerers. Only sometimes we forget our power. We forget that we have the ability to make words leap off a page and into a heart. Or the ability to see deeply into someone's soul and help them become the best version of themselves. Or the ability to look at the hardships and injustices in life and use them as fuel for our purpose. We draw energy from everything around us, even, and maybe especially, the hard stuff. And we alchemize it to bring our visions to life. Look to every great artist ever. They draw inspiration from everything. Beautiful sunsets, passionate romances, and even devastating heartbreak. Pain was never something to run from and hide in shame. It was something to be used and transmuted. Power is never measured by the amount of positivity in something. It's measured by the amount of emotion, the fearlessness to look at all of ourselves and all of life and channel that intense energy into a vision. Some mornings, I wake up feeling really overwhelmed by my day, and I can let the overwhelm distract me from my work, or I can bring it into my exercises and journaling and meditation until it's transmuted into raw power, into something that can fuel the work. And pretty often, challenging things come up in my life, and they threaten to pull me away and distract me from my vision. But instead, I pull them into this blog as inspiration for posts and allow them to be the very creative tension, creative fuel to expand the work. We visionaries are creators. And the role of the creator isn't so much to always create and live in perfection. It's to trust that we can always create out of any materials, even the darkest, most challenging materials. Because we are visionaries, we are creators, we can see possibilities where others cannot. The darkest times in my life have always been fuel for my greatest visions. Being so sick that I vomited blood daily led me to leave my PR job and start this work. Not being able to fill up a blogging course and being on the verge of quitting this business led me to bring in branding as a last-ditch effort and discover sacred branding. Having recent health issues led me to a 2.5-hour morning routine every day for the past 6 months, which has fundamentally changed my life. And the great irony is that the more challenging things that have happened to me, the more confident I felt, because I learned to trust that I am a visionary, I am a creator, and I can create my vision from any raw materials. I learned to trust that I had the tools to handle whatever life threw at me, even if I was afraid or unsure or unprepared. As hard as we try, life is way too unpredictable to try to control. And the more we try to control it, the more we doubt ourselves when plans inevitably go awry. For us visionaries, it's not about us needing everything to work out or go perfectly to create our vision. It's about trusting that we can handle whatever life throws at us and transmute it into our vision. It's about trusting ourselves so fully, so we can start trusting the universe around us. When we feel incapable and helpless, the world looks pretty menacing, because our expectations will always be dashed and we'll feel personally victimized. But when we trust that we can handle whatever comes up, suddenly it seems like miracles are everywhere. And we can let go of control and instead be in flow with life, true co-creation. After a lifetime of feeling not enough and too much, we visionaries have become control freaks. It's how we make sure that we're safe. We've learned to distrust our strong emotions and intense sensitivities. So we need to control the outside world to keep the conditions safe for us. We take responsibility for how people react to us. We beat ourselves up when people aren't buying our work. We try to control every aspect of our relationships. Because somewhere deep down, we learned not to trust ourselves. And that the world is a dangerous place. That people can hurt us. And that we need to keep things just so to maintain our safety. We visionaries forget who we are. We forget that we're not controllers, we're creators. We forget that we're the alchemists, the sorcerers, that we can handle any hardship, that our trauma is deeply intertwined with our genius. It's our sensitivity where we sense more about life. We forget that the same trauma can become our fuel and motivation to create that vision. That we can allow the raw vulnerability of our emotions to be the power propelling the work forward. That we don't need to control the outside world because we have mastery of our inner plane. And whatever happens, we can create from it on the fly. We're okay. We'll be okay. Sherry often says of the Sacred Circle, I think the most profound thing about the work is that it can be summed up in two words. I'm okay. And I don't think any of us realizes how not okay we felt until we have that moment. We're okay, really. We're visionaries, we're creators, we're geniuses. We're going to have a lot of hard shit happen in our lives, unfortunately. And we're not condoning it or wishing it in, but we're realizing that we're far more capable than we realize. We're alchemists. We can alchemize anything. We can take it toward our vision, write about it, speak about it, exercise with it, dance it out, do whatever needs to be done. Draw inspiration from everywhere, even the darkness. At night, when I have to pee, I stumble out into the darkness, and after a certain point, my eyes let in more light so I can see. A person who isn't afraid of the darkness can let in the light even from the darkness. Because we visionaries don't just see into the light, we peer into the darkness and see what others cannot. We let in more light and shine that light back for others to follow. Don't be afraid to be a visionary. It's who you were born to be. You can trust yourself. Questions for reflection. Answer in a journal in the comments right here, or take it over to the Sacred Branding Facebook group where we can support one another. What does it mean to be a visionary? Are you ever afraid of the darkness, either the challenging stuff that happens in your life or even your own more shameful attributes and desires? Can you tend to be a control freak? Do you always feel responsible for people's reactions or emotions? Do you try to change your behavior to make others more comfortable? Do you shame yourself when maybe you struggle to sell your work? Do you beat yourself up when things don't work out as planned? What if you're a true visionary, able to see into the darkness and transmute anything into fuel for your vision? What if you are a master creator and can learn to trust that you can create from whatever life throws at you? What if you could release control when you learn to truly trust yourself?